The striking parallels of QAnon and a Soviet Union propaganda effort from the 1920s. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Wow, this is a truth bomb for me. It's really not new information in that I told you it's from the 20s, and then people striking this, rather seeing this parallel. Also not new. I mean, people were talking about this, kind of funny. 2026 now, this says this operation ran from 1921 to 1926. 2026 now, and this article that undressed this parallel is from 2021. It's from Natural News. We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to also, as they talk about their different sources that help prove this, it's very interesting that a 2018 tweet, I believe, is incredibly relevant as to this very thing, this idea of whether QAnon is full of crap and is just a distraction. So the Natural News article is called QAnon Bears Striking Resemblance to Bolshevik PSYOP from 1920s, known as Operation Trust. And it is dated January 20th, 2021. And they talk about this Operation Trust, which was probably found out also from other sources, but one source for it is the Soviet defector Anatoly Golitsyn's book, New Lies for Old. And so this is a counterintelligence operation run from 1921 to 1926. We'll look at the Wikipedia as well, and then some WikiLeaks tweets that point out the preposterousness of QA and how it's really just controlled programming of dummies to tell them, don't worry, it's on the way. Don't be pissed off now. And that's the exact purpose of this very operation back in the 20s. But now we're going to read initially from this book, New Lies for Old. And give me just a moment because it's a little bit small and it's got to hit Control Plus. So let me put this down for the phone down for a second. All right, just starting because I have to start somewhere. This sounds like a good spot. They were designed to attract to their ranks genuine opponents of the regime inside and outside the country. These innocent persons could then be used by the regime in various ways. They could act as channels for disinformation. They could be blackmailed and recruited as agents. They could be arrested and given public trials. A characteristic but not unique example of this technique is provided by the so-called, quote, trust, end quote, operation. In 1921, as the NEP was being launched, the OGPU created, I think it might be OCPU, created inside Soviet Russia, a false anti-Soviet organization. I'll say again, they created inside of Soviet Russia a fake anti-Soviet organization, the Monarchist Alliance of Central Russia. It had once been a genuine organization, funded by Tsarist generals in Moscow and Leningrad, but liquidated by the Soviet Security Service in 1919-1920. Former members of this organization, presumably this means from when it was genuine, among them, Tsarist generals and members of the old aristocracy who had come over to the Soviet side nominally led the movement. Their new loyalty to the Soviet regime was not in doubt, but for they had betrayed their former friends in the anti-communist underground. They were the Tsarist generals Brusilov and Zhangskovsky, the Tsarist military attaché in Yugoslavia, General Potapov, and the Tsarist transport official Yakushev. The most active agent in the trust was a former intelligence officer of the General Staff in Tsarist Russia, whose many names included Operput. Agents of the trust traveled abroad and established confidential contact with genuine anti-communist emigre leaders in order ostensibly to coordinate activity against the Soviet regime. Among the important émigrés they met were Boris Savinkov and generals, can't quite read that, so I'm not going to try to read it. It's that they've taken a picture of a book laying down, and the right page is, the book's further, they're almost to the end of the book, so the right page is further folded, a little hard to read. These agents confided in their contacts that the anti-Soviet monarchist movement that they represented was now well established in Soviet Russia, had penetrated into the higher levels of the army, the security service, and even the government, and would in time take power and restore the monarchy. White hats, anyone? Anyone? White hats? Going back They convinced the emigre leaders that the regime had undergone a radical change. Communism had completely failed. Ideology was dead. The present leaders had nothing in common with the fanatical revolutionaries of the past. They were nationalists at heart, and the regime was evolving into a moderate national regime and might soon collapse. The NEP should be seen as the first important concession on the road to restoring capitalism in Russia. Soon political concessions would follow. Because of this, said the trust agents, any intervention or gesture of hostility from the European powers or the emigre movement would be ill-advised, if not tragic, since it would only unite the Russian people around their government and so extend its survival. The European governments and the emigre leaders should put a stop to anti-Soviet terrorist activities and change your attitude from hostility towards the Soviet regime to one of passive acceptance. And I'm leaving the book now because obviously they're on the right path, you know. They've got all these inroads inside all of these institutions and they're on the right path. They're going to finish the job. Okay, so going back, they should grant diplomatic recognition and increase trade. In this way, they would have a better opportunity to contribute to the evolutionary process. The emigre leaders should return to Russia to make their contribution. Naturally, there were doubters among the emigres, but the prestige of the leaders of the organization, particularly of General Brusilov, convinced the majority. They accepted at face value the trust disinformation and passed it on to their influential friends in the European intelligence services. By the time it had been circulated to governments as, quote, secret, end quote, intelligence, it sounded most impressive. As time went on, the same story was confirmed by source after source. It became secret and reliable. So yeah, then this article at Natural Health News says, yeah, but should be obvious to you, the similarities with the QAnon trust the plan PSYOP are remarkable. Then it points to a few different WikiLeaks statuses to make the point as to what QAnon's actually telling people who are just religious followers. And in fact, I see other places it's called, some articles are like, the secular religion of QAnon. It's like, no, I've told you over at Captain Kyle Patriots on Telegram. They're still poking around, screwing with QAnon posts and trying to relate them to what President Trump says now, but they have taken on a religious element. It's not even secular now for some chunk of them. It's as though the QAnons were this new book of the Bible. It's crazy. But now we're going to go to the Twitter and X post by WikiLeaks that I find really to be the punchline of this whole thing. Before that, let's talk about Wikipedia's article on Operation Trust. Operation Trust was a counterintelligence operation of the State Political Directorate, GPU, of the Soviet Union. The operation, which was set up by the GPU's predecessor, Cheka, C-H-E-K-A, ran from 1921 to 26, set up a fake anti-Bolshevik resistance organization, Monarchist Union of Central Russia, MUCR, in order to help the OGPU identify real monarchists and anti-Bolsheviks. The created front company was called the Moscow Municipal Credit Association. Further down, it says, the one Western historian who had limited access to the trust files, John Costello, reported that they comprised 37 volumes and were such a bewildering welter of double agents, change code names, and interlocking deception operations with, quote, the complexity of a symphonic score, end quote, that Russian historians from the intelligence service had difficulty separating fact from fantasy. And they end with this, is General Flynn our General Brusilov? So with that, I believe it's one of the better ones. I didn't look at all of these tweets because the problem is I don't have X. And now if you don't have X, you have to sign in to see further into it. And if there's multiple images, you can't do that easily. So I have to go to kind of a mirror site. So I didn't look at all these, but one of the very first ones I looked up were very interesting. So I'll find it first on X. And this is, can't even tell the year. That's the funny thing. Like, it's not easy to even see the year. But I believe this should be from 2018. It's from WikiLeaks. And it says, one of the more disturbing aspects of the QAnon Trump-based pacification hoax is that while it claims to be fighting the, quote, deep state, end quote, parentheses, permanent security complex, it promotes the rendition of Edward Snowden and CIA regime change. In where? In what just happened? What is happening right now? Iran. And while this WikiLeaks, or this article from Natural News is 2021, the WikiLeaks is from 2018. I mean, the WikiLeaks may or may not be, but the QAnon drop is.
Drop details, number 2612.
This is a screen cap. You can look it up. I did confirm that it's true. And some anonymous person asked on December 12th of 2018, what about Snowden? And then less than 2 minutes later, Q answers, negotiating for return, traitor, mission to harm NSA. Q. Wait, I mean, to WikiLeaks' point, harm NSA, aren't you against the deep state? Snowden is a man without a country, just like Assange was. I mean, I don't know what his status is now. I know he was extradited and then arrested. Both of them because they let out giant secrets of bad crap governments and the officials and powers around them were doing. That seems like those two, Assange, Snowden, are trying to actually fight the deep state, putting their freedom at risk and really not having their freedom, having to escape to a foreign, well, I don't know if we know that Snowden's in an embassy, but had to escape to a foreign country anyway, just because his very own country, rather than live up to the corruption that he uncovered, is instead wants to probably execute him if they get a hold of him. So again, negotiating for return, traitor, mission to harm NSA. And let's go quickly down what I find to be very, very interesting. A Laurie Spencer says, in case you didn't know about QAnon and just how religion and faith-based they are. This Laurie Spencer goes, yeah, it's so wild to see these people saying WikiLeaks is a deep state. Folks, the deep state is out to get WikiLeaks, for the love of Christ. They want them dead or in prison forever. Snowden, too. But you just can't. It's so funny. I mean, if you go too far down the rabbit hole, you will find yourself contradicting the original assumptions. And so a guy named Dan goes,
there's more than meets the eye when it comes to Snowden. You think the deep state and Hollywood demons would be willing to give him a movie, make him a celebrity, praising him on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, etc. for his bravery? Because they were, and they did.
Okay, Dan, now you're playing yourself, all right? As DJ Khaled would say, don't play yourself. Okay, so at some point, there's exceptions to the rule of will they not give any coverage whatsoever. And one of the exceptions to the rule might be, because he's a one in a billion exception who had to leave his country after pointing out secrets. That's an exception, which is a story, and that he literally cannot come back to his own country. Hello? Never mind that, yeah, I mean, they might give him coverage because he's generally against what the government's doing. But aren't you stupid? Aren't you literally about what the government's doing now is no good? And therefore, thank God for the white hats that are going to fix it. So you're a special level of playing yourself slash stupid, Dan. Okay, so now to the next bit where WikiLeaks says, oh yeah, not just rendition of Edward Snowden, but what? Regime change in Iran. So this from January 2018. I didn't say February 2026. Okay, so think of all that's happened since 2018. Trump's out. Trump's indicted. Super duper indicted. All of the stuff from the 2020 election, January 6th, all that garbage. Building back Trump as this entire rebel. Thank God for Trump. These QAnons turn into almost a religion based on him needing to come back and save the country. Honestly, Trump and his people are utilizing that a little, at least. I don't know how much, but it's clear they're using it at least a little, trying to make subtle references so stupid QAnon people continue to believe it. So think of all this happened since 2018 and what is happening as of about February, June of last year as well, after Charlie Kirk dies, gets murdered, and Charlie Kirk had a change of heart not long before that he got pressured about. So where are we now in February 26, after September 10th of 26, when Charlie Kirk died, and all the way up to today, July 25th, 2026? I want you to think about it. Then I'm going to tell you what this June of 2018, we're trying to really get the deep state out and trying to bring the government back to the American people themselves, make America great again. I think MAGA existed as at least a slogan at the time, whether Q was really using it, I don't know. Free Iran. 3 exclamation points. Fight, fight, fight! Regime change. People have the power. We stand with you, Q. But wait, what? Regime change is something that does not make America great again. It is not America first. It is not getting rid of the deep state. It is something that is as though you're the United Nations and deciding what nation is good and what nation isn't, instead of them deciding their own affairs and wasting our time and our money with it. And also, regime change in Iran, particularly, almost seems like you're very much deeply embedded with the deep state's interests, which align with powerful foreign interests, if you know what I mean. Duh. Free Iran, says Q, the anti-deep state blogger, or whatever you want to call him, Deep Throat, back in June of 2018. And here we are, folks. Good thing we got Trump back in office. And again, not so much about that, but just that the entire hypocrisy and contradiction that is QAnon. Okay, guys, that's what I have for that topic. Email me if you'd like it. Tyson.Hartley@proton.me. Go to the Substack, thescalesoftruth.substack.com. I'm trying to add posts here and there. Otherwise, you can also see at the top the little notes tab. And there you can message me as well. I'm right now pretty busy with comments and at least putting up notes. But comments, I'm even pretty busy. I got to stop being so busy, because one thing that was good about 6 years of my life now is I've been off social media. And I'm kind of starting acting like an idiot as far as probably being on Substack too much, their social media element, which is their feed. But for now, I'm pretty active there. I can imagine I'll stay somewhat active. You can see all that over there. So again, check me out over there. You can send a message there. Thanks again. Subscribe to either of those. Follow both of those, the podcast itself and Substack. You're doing a brother a favor. And I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth.